This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Hour number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And as we do, we're going to be speaking with Dean Weingarten. He is the writer that more people have read his stuff in the gun culture and the gun niche than any other writer in the United States today. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing very well, better than I deserve.
Well, I don't know why. By what metric would you say you are doing better than you deserve?
Well, it's a reference to Christian doctrine.
Okay.
That we all are sinners, so that's what it
is. I gotcha.
Nobody deserves really great stuff.
I don't know, Dean. You do very good work. I mean.
Well, I work at it. So.
You are a great disseminator of good information. So. What have you got on your mind today?
Well, I think we should continue talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse case in Kenosha.
Okay.
And the latest article that Amiland has published of mine is about whether or not Kyle was breaking any law by openly carrying an AR-15 rifle when he was less than 18 years of age in Wisconsin. And having carefully dissected the law there, which is covered in 948.60, is the statute, I have come to the conclusion that he wasn't breaking any law. And that it's perfectly legal for people who are 16 years of age and over to openly carry rifles and shotguns in Wisconsin, and they are not forbidden by law from doing so. Kyle's over, well, by the accounts I've seen, and I think I've seen a document with his birth date on it, too, he is only about 4 months short of 18. So he's definitely over 16 years of age.
So in order for him to have actually been breaking the law, he would have had to have been breaking another law just based on the weapon he was carrying or the type of weapon, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And what happens, and this is a common mistake when people are reading the law, because the law is not a unitary whole made by one party at one time. It's added to.
Yeah.
It's changed. It's abbreviated. It's references other parts of the law. And so it gets convoluted, and it can be difficult to unwind. And in this case, there is 948.60 says outright that people under the age of 18 are forbidden from possessing and carrying dangerous weapons. But then underneath it lists exceptions. So section 2 says, one, it defines what a dangerous weapon is, and then section 2 says any person under 18 who possesses or goes armed with a dangerous weapon is guilty of a misdemeanor at Class A. And then in Section 3, it says this section does not apply. It lists three different groups of exceptions to which 960 or 948.60 does not apply. So you have to look at each one of those exceptions and see who they except from the law. And obviously that's important.
But they only have one exception based upon what I'm reading that you put out there, which is an SBR.
Well, I focused on the last one because the first two do not really apply.
Right.
The first one says that when you're in target practice, being supervised by an adult doesn't apply.
Okay.
And then the second one says if you're a member of the armed forces or National Guard, no, that doesn't apply. Well, okay. I don't think that that applies. You could make the case that he was a part of the unofficial militia, but I don't think it would hold in that exception.
Right.
And then the third exception says this section applies only to a person under 18 years of age who possesses or is armed with a rifle or shotgun if the person is in violation of Section 941.28 or is not in compliance with two others, which is 29.304 and 29.539. So, I mean, it exempts everyone under 18 years of age from what the law just said could not be armed with rifles and shotguns. It exempts everyone except those who are violating these particular sections of the law. I mean, it's pretty clear when you lay it out logically. And these kinds of convolutions are really not rare and unusual. You find them in the law all the time. As one legislature looks back and says, we want to change that a bit. And then instead of rewriting the whole section, they just add an amendment, another part of a section or whatever to make exceptions. It's a pretty common way that the law is made. And so we have to look at those laws, which it says, if you're breaking these laws, then you're not allowed to have a rifle or a shotgun if you're under 18 years of age. And the first one of those is 941.28. And it says, basically, you can't carry a rifle or shotgun if those rifle or shotguns are short-barreled shotguns or short-barreled rifles under the definitions. They use the same definition that the National Firearms Act uses for short-barreled rifles and for short-barreled shotguns, and that is that the rifle can't have a barrel less than 16 inches in diameter. Length. Or a shotgun can't have a barrel less than 18 inches in diameter. Why am I saying that? Length.
Right.
So, or the overall length of either one cannot be less than 26 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the same thing as NFA. So, you have to go through a lengthy process to get a tax stamp under the federal authority for those firearms anyway. So, very few people relatively have legal versions, though, of course, illegal sawed-off shotguns and rifles are pretty common. Now, so that's the one law. So the AR that he was carrying, the AR-15-style rifle, seems to have been just a standard variety AR-style rifle, which with a barrel more than 16 inches in length. So that section does not apply because he wasn't carrying a short-barreled rifle or a short-barreled shotgun. So then the other two parts of the law, which are 29.304 and 29.593, they deal with hunting. And they say, basically, that if you're under 16 years of age, then certain restrictions apply. You have to have adult supervision, and you have to... if you're under 18, even, you have to have a certificate showing you've completed hunter's training. But Kyle's over 16, so those provisions don't apply, which is 29.304. And then 29.593 is saying you have to have a hunter's training certificate. Doesn't apply because he wasn't hunting. So the law is pretty clear, if convoluted, once you follow the logic stream, that if you're 16 years of age or older, you can carry a rifle or shotgun openly in Wisconsin, and it is not prohibited.
Let me get you to hold right there, if you will. Coming up on the first break, you can find all of Dean's stuff. We can find the last 1,500-plus articles at Ammoland.com, where he is very prolific and is putting out stuff every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Ah! SEZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SEZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to SEZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we were talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. Do we know anything about how he learned to handle an AR?
Well, there's a picture of him with an AR-type rifle when it looks like he's about 10 or 9 or 10 years old, from my guess, looking at the picture. Other than that, I don't see anything, but it appears to me that he's been trained in firearms use and, in particular, AR-type platform rifle from a very young age. And it shows. I mean, he acts he is very proficient in his handling of the rifle in these self-defense situations, these very stressful situations he was thrust into. So I was impressed how someone so young handled himself so well. And then we have to give some credit, I think, to the sling system he had, because I'm not sure he'd have been able to maintain control of that rifle if he didn't have it on a sling that basically prevented, made it very difficult for somebody to get the rifle away from him. So I give some credit there. And I want to say about the last segment with legal analysis is that I am not an attorney, and I'm not representing anybody as an attorney, but I have studied the law of self-defense and firearms law in numerous states and the national firearms law for a few decades.
Speaking of law, with the stuff they've they've charged him with murder, which he showed up to support the protest. He had no premeditation. He had no motive.
He said he supported the BLM protest, but he did not support the destruction of property.
Right. Which, the BLM protesters, the rioters that show up as BLM protesters, they're known as the Reds, the Antifa Reds, while the Greens are out there just holding the sign. So the Antifa Reds were coming. They knew they were coming. That's why they showed up armed. And they were there to try to just, but they were there supporting it. They just didn't believe in tearing stuff up. I get that. Whoever charged him, though, charged him with one count of murder, one count of assault with a deadly weapon, committing murder. And, I saw all the other stuff they charged him with. None of this is going to stick.
I don't think so. I mean, it just seems very clear cut. You watch the video, and there's video of both encounters. It's amazing. I don't think any other. I've never heard of another self defense situation which was so well documented. And this happens in two locations, probably at least a couple hundred yards apart, separated by a minute and a half or so. We don't have the precise time because camera clocks are not always synced.
Right.
But it was pretty, it's separated in time and place a bit. And I've never heard of anything like this that has been so well documented. And you see what's going on. It just amazes me that in the charging document, they claim that this guy, somebody in the crowd yells a command, get him, and this guy in light-colored pants and a dark jacket runs up on him and tries to deliver what looks to me like a flying kick slash stomp.
Right.
But Kyle becomes aware of him, turns, and apparently fires a couple of shots. That's not as clear, but it seems like he probably did. And this guy goes down in a heap and maybe twists an ankle or something, but he goes limping off. And they describe that in the charging document, in the criminal complaint, as a person runs up and tries to jump over him.
Well, but they didn't charge any. What about the guy that came up that he blew his bicep off? He was there to kill him. They're not charging him, right?
No, charging him. And he is what they're claiming, and it doesn't, in the doctrine of the law, it does not stand up. But what they're trying to claim is that these people who attacked him were trying to take him into custody. But the law doesn't allow for that. I mean, they did not see a crime, as far as I can tell. It appears they did not see any crime committed by him.
That's right.
It's just hearsay amongst the mob yelling out, that guy shot somebody, get him! Things like that. I mean, I may not have the exact precise word on each instance. And then when he trips, somebody comes running up behind him as he's trying to get away from this situation and get to the police, and strikes him in the back of the head, knocking his hat off as he's going along. I mean, that's one of the first attacks. And then he goes down a few yards later. I think he may have tripped. It's It's not clear exactly what happened there, but he goes down, and then the mob sees their opportunity, and they yell, "Get him, beat him up," this kind of stuff, and there is a coordinated attack of several individuals. It appeared to me, looking at the video, that there were at least six, if not as many as 10 people potentially in this coordinated attack. But Kyle rolls over and brings the rifle up, so at least two people see that and go, "Oh, well, I really don't want to go running up against the barrel of this rifle."
Mm-hmm,
and they back off.
Right.
And then I think there's more behind him, but you can't necessarily see him in the video. But the guy with the light pants looks like probably some kind of fairly light jeans to me and a black jacket on, is sort of on the edge of Kyle's vision. I think he can believes he can blindside him. And he's running right up, and then he delivers this flying kick type thing. But Kyle notices him, catches him probably out of peripheral vision, or maybe he hears him.
Right.
And brings the rifle up, and then that attack fails. While he is doing that, the light pants guy is attacking. Hoover, apparently Anthony Hoover, with the skateboard, is also attacking. He's right behind him. And as the light pants guy goes down in a heat, Hoover is on Kyle, and it sure appears he's trying to whack him on the head with that skateboard.
Yep.
You've got really clear still photographs of it. And then Anna grabs hold or tries to get a hold of the rifle, and there's a struggle for the gun. And Kyle's able to get a shot off, or else he has his finger on the trigger, and Hoover pulls the gun toward him, and the shot goes off, and it hits him in the midsection, takes out the heart and aorta, and he staggers away a few feet. And while that is going on, the third attacker, which appears
well, I tell you what, let me get you a hold right there, because I got a couple of questions I want to ask you about this when we get back. Coming up on the next break. You can find Dean's stuff. You can find this article that he's got up. It's on the front page of Ammoland.com right now. In addition to that, you can find about, 1,500-plus other articles, all excellent, covering everything from bear attacks to what's going on in Kenosha, Wisconsin currently. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hawaii Governor David Ige says many paid dearly during the course of World War II.
Victory came at a high price, paid by those who suffered and died on the front lines, as well as by those who endured hardship and uncertainty on the home front.
The Democratic governor spoke today at Pearl Harbor during a ceremony marking the 75th anniversary of Japan's surrender. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says her visit to get her hair done on Monday was clearly a setup.
I think that this salon owes me an apology for setting up.
San Francisco did not allow hair salons to reopen until Monday. Pelosi did say she accepts responsibility for falling for the setup. This is USA Radio News. Top House Republicans are demanding that Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser take steps to stop and prevent all forms of extremist violence occurring in the name of racial justice. The House Judiciary and Oversight Committee's ranking members, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio and James Conner, criticizing the mayor for not doing enough to stop what they consider left-wing agitators. Attorney General Bill Barr weighing in by saying,
"We are able to identify people who committed crimes in these riots going all the way back to the beginning, whether they're burning police cars or throwing rocks at people, which are deadly. They will be prosecuted."
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is announcing a new phase of the U.S. Autonomous Vehicle Initiative. Speaking at a virtual webinar, Chao says the next platform will showcase data submitted by participants and unlock valuable information on testing vehicles. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Dean Weingarten. We're talking about Kyle Rittenhouse right now. Let me lay this out to you. First of all, with Kyle Rittenhouse and his entire group of people that were there, they interacted with law enforcement prior to all of this stuff happening. Law enforcement knew they were there. They knew, they talked to them. I mean, they knew they were there. They knew they were open and carrying weapons. That kind of thing. And they and the cops did nothing about it. They actually welcomed them there, right? They welcomed them there. They were glad they were there.
Well, what I've read was that as some law enforcement vehicles went by them on the street, an officer asked them if they needed any water, and he threw a bottle of water to them, and something to the effect of "We're glad you're here" or something like that. But it was a brief interaction. It wasn't like an official policy statement or something.
Sure,
like that.
Sure, but I mean, you know. They weren't going to get an official policy statement because...
Well, but you have, you know, the clear intent of the people that Kyle Rittenhouse was with was to protect property. So that, you'd expect law enforcement to be appreciative of that, and it's not uncommon.
Well, anyway. The next thing that pops up in my head is that just like we saw in St. Louis, where the couple showed up out there and they were facing disparities of force, there were armed people there, and they broke into their gate and everything, and they got charged, and they're trying to prosecute them. Sort of seems like they're trying to put a stigmatized self-defense to me.
Yes, very much so. I think that's clear, and it's not only that, but it's a very one-sided application of the law. It appears to me, and that what they are doing is a very political use of the prosecutor's office to go after one politically oriented group of people and to ignore another politically oriented group of people. Now, that is essentially a fascistic or a communistic system. And the way that it works in those systems, if you want to call them that, is that if somebody acts outside the ordinary law, but it's in favor of the group you favor, well, they don't get prosecuted. But if somebody from a group you do not favor does the same actions, well, they do get prosecuted because they're not on your side. I mean, this is precisely opposite of the whole idea of the rule of law as it developed in the English and American systems. And right. Actually, you can go all the way back to Roman times. I mean, the idea is that the law is supposed to be blind to things like that. It's what you did in the circumstance. Does that fall under the rule of law? And Lady Justice is supposed to have a blindfold on, and she just weighs the evidence in those scales.
Sure.
But the ideology that is on the left, and I include National Socialists on the left as well as the International Socialists, and the idea is that everything is political. Nothing you do is ever neutral, and that since everything is political, you're either for us or against us with every act that you do, and that is what must be considered whether or not you broke the law. And that was the case in the Soviet Union. It's the case in China, as far as I can tell. It's the case in Cuba. It was the case in Nazi Germany. Is that you look at what happened and you say, was that politically correct or wasn't it? And if it was politically correct, you don't prosecute.
Well, you know, that's what we're seeing. The problem with that is the whole...
Well, it destroys. You have no rule of law anymore. You just have one thug group who's in charge who says, we don't like what you did, so we're going to take you out.
Well, you have a thug group that is used to operating uncontested is what you have. You don't have a thug group that is that. They don't... Antifa does not impress me as a bunch of combatants. They're a bunch of bullies.
No,
they know how to swarm a bunch of people.
Right. I'm not saying that they are Antifa is in charge. I'm saying they're allied with a particular political group in the United States, and that it may not be entirely that a prosecutor says, I'm not going to charge Antifa. But that prosecutor may say, well, if I charge Antifa, it's going to bring me a lot of political grief. But if I charge somebody on the conservative side or somebody who's in favor of the Constitution, well, that's okay because the media will never go after me for that.
Well, but then you're going to get into a position of a diminishing returns. The actual leftist population is very small. They have the media on their side, so they seem huge and they seem ubiquitous. But that's a facade.
I believe you are correct.
If it turns into one of these things to where there is no justice or anything else, you're going to have counter riots. And the problem is that counter riots are going to be run by a bunch of people that have had, they're military veterans, law enforcement. Law enforcement is going to join because they're the ones, they're getting railroaded too.
It's amazing to me that the leftists who run the cities, and most of the big cities are run by leftists, and for over 100 years, 150 years, a major source of their power has been the support of the police because they control the police in those cities. And a huge amount of their power came from controlling the police and having the police on their side. And now they're throwing the police aside and saying, you're in the dustbin of history. We're going to go with these rioters. It's absolutely insane. It's one of the most bizarre thought processes of anybody in power I've ever seen. You don't see anyone throughout the world, unless you're completely overthrowing the system, give up the police or tell the police that they are the bad guys and you're not going to support them, because the police are one of the big sources of your power.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing I think that they're missing, is that you cannot gradually, with riots, overthrow the system. You can't gradually do it. You either have to commit, which they're not willing to do, because they only riot at night and on the weekends, right? They want to have
cities they control.
Yeah, So they're not willing to project force or anything else. They're just trying to do things where they're going to get good news, good press, and all this other stuff, and make us believe that's the way it is. The only problem is...
Yeah,
I
don't think it's well thought out strategy.
Oh, no. No, not at all. Their plan A is all they got. Plan A fails, they're going to be looking around like, what now, what now? And it'd be so easy to take them apart at the seams. And if a bunch of guys decided to ride against them, to ride into town where they knew there was going to be a riot that night, and they tooled up, it wouldn't take 40 of them. 40 of them could disperse a riot. Of course, there'd be a lot of dead people. There would be a lot of dead people. But anyway, it's like trying to take over the country with a glacial sort of pace.
Well,
they're not willing to commit all the way. But we're coming up on the break. We'll finish this on the other side. We're coming up on the break. Yeah, that some of this stuff. Sometimes if you're going to get out there, you can't. It's sort of like being sort of pregnant. They can't be sort of Antifa. They either are Antifa, which Antifa is a mischaracterized word anyway. Simply because they're the ones being the fascists, but that's what leftists do. They project. They always project. You can find Dean's stuff at Ammoland.com. You can find this article about Kyle Rittenhouse right there on the front page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about young Mr. Kyle Rittenhouse, although I believe he's more of a symptom to the disease, because I believe this is an attempt to beat down the idea of self-defense. You'll get in trouble if you do self-defense, that kind of thing.
Well, that's been pushed for several decades. I think we're on the other side of the curve. Self-defense and the appreciation of self-defense is on the rise. We see that in the sale of upwards of 12 million rifles through the end of July. There's probably a couple more million sold in August. So I think the height of the attack against self-defense was actually about roughly 1994 or so. So it's been a long time coming. It hasn't, and there's been that attack, and it certainly continues today. I just think that we're past the height of it, and while people in what we'd call the mainstream media still try to attack self-defense, there's too much media out there for them to be successful now.
Yeah. But they're doing it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to do it anyway. That's the crazy part.
It is. And we see this as, it's as though there is no real direction on the left. And I think they've split into several groups that are very loosely aligned. I think the old guard that would have strategy would have been perhaps at the New York Times and the Washington Post, maybe AP. They would have been looking at these riots in the street and said, hey, this is not working. It's not a good idea, folks. You know, it's not discrediting Trump. But the street soldiers and the people who fund Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they're getting their funding from other sources, and they don't. Their direction is not coordinating, and it can't with the New York Times and the Washington Post, and who are now under new management. And so we get this confused strategy, which is almost worse than no strategy, because you've got people working against each other.
You're talking about the left and their message. I mean,
yes, exactly.
You know, I don't know if you heard this in the news, but Nancy Pelosi got caught going to a beauty parlor when there are no beauty parlors being allowed to be open.
Yes, and she called it a setup. Said you can't.
A setup. It's not her fault. They got out there and they lured her in there so they could put some video up of Nancy getting her hair done, because we're all salivating trying to get Nancy.
Yeah, and what she said was, I take responsibility for falling for the setup.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi's people actually called that stylist. I've seen the stuff, the messaging that they got. So, yeah,
it is bizarre. And yet, she has gotten away with these falsehoods, these outright lies for decades because she's been protected by the old media. Well, the old media doesn't have a monopoly on the dissemination of information anymore. They can't control what the narrative is. They can't control what stories are covered and which are not. They can no longer control what is considered a scandal and what is not. And so they've lost their major tool for controlling the republic. And that's why President Trump was able to succeed and get elected in the first place. And it's why we really do have an insurrection in this country, but it's a constitutionally allowed democratic insurrection by using the vote to throw out these old elites who have lied to the majority of the American public for decades.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, just the tone deafness, like with Pelosi, when she got out there, and I mean, I'll say this anytime anybody wants me to say this, a politician is only as good as their staff. I don't care what position they hold, they're only as good as their staff. If they are a traditional politician, I don't think Trump consults with his staff. I think his staff is always just sort of sitting there going, wonder what he's going to do today, which I think is hilarious, and I love it.
I think they've gotten a lot better. I think his staff was riddled with opponents and sleepers and such at the beginning.
Well, he didn't know who to hire.
Exactly. I don't think President Trump, when he was elected, understood just how deep and bitter the hatred for him and his ideas were. And, you know, he was blindsided by being attacked by the media so voraciously and never given any honeymoon in the press. And he's known these people for decades.
But the Republicans in the House at the time, when Ryan was the Speaker of the House, they didn't step up and say, I don't know what you guys are doing. This is a newly elected president.
No, they opposed him, too.
No,
there were many Republicans in name only, I would say, who, for whatever reason, I mean, you have to wonder if somebody had some type of information on them or control or whatever, because they did exactly the opposite of what they promised to do when they were running for election. I mean, look at Senator McCain. Well, he promised that he was going to take down Obamacare dozens of times, and then when it finally came down to do it, he voted against it.
Yeah. Well, that's because they changed their tune, because now we have to repeal and replace. But back to Pelosi, the mere idea that she thinks that she could just say that, and that's going to be enough, because that's the way it's always worked for the most part, except now they've gotten, it's almost cartoonish how stupid they are about it. I mean, Biden, he comes out of the basement, flies to Pittsburgh to do a 12-minute speech, gets out there and goes, wow, there's violence out there. I condemn that. Then he goes back to the basement.
This is after there's been implicit condoning of the violence by Democrat mayors and Democrat governors for months.
I don't know. I'm waiting to see what happens with Portland's Ted Wheeler, because he had to move out of his apartment because the rioters found his apartment complex, and they've been hanging out there now, so he's got to move. Lori Lightfoot, they're coming to her house. She's putting up barricades now. They're beginning, you know, the governor of Oregon, I think she's getting out there saying, all right, we're going to stop this. This is because the polling, they're hanging all of this around the Democrats' necks. And on the one hand, you got the Antifa who are, they're just like, well, you know, we rule. And you got the dinosaurs like Biden and Schumer and Pelosi. They're out there saying, you know, this has always worked and nothing ever changes. And, you know, we exist in an echo chamber. So I'm just going to say the craziest stuff you've ever heard in your life. And we're going to go with that.
I'm kind of surprised that there hasn't been a crowd of protesters gather outside Pelosi's compound.
I don't know where her compound is. Sure, is she even there most of the time? I mean, is she?
It's a good question. She probably isn't.
She probably has multiple homes.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, she's done pretty good as a politician. Right? She's really stretched that $170,000 a year a long way, let me tell you.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's probably less than 1 month's income for her.
Well, I'm sure after she put out a little statement about it was a setup, she looked in the mirror and, you know, touched her hair a little bit and said, I think I'll have a pint of ice cream out of that $24,000 refrigerator I showed on video.
I almost feel a little sympathy. These people are so out of date and so out of touch that they just cannot react in any. They're caught in a trap of their own creation.
Yeah, well, that's
basically it created these radicals, and now the radicals are saying no. We won't accept your edicts. They're not radical enough, bro.
Yeah, the radicals are going to consume them. But anyway, before we run out of time, let me tell everybody where to find you. And I'm presuming you'll be with me Friday, because I know I'm going to be here Friday.
That is my intention.
There you go. At Dean is recognized by more than one source as being the one writer in the United States gun culture that actually is read by more people than any other writer. And that's some good company when you're sitting around at the Ammo Land Writer's Breakfast in SHOT Show. And that is Dean. And that's why I'm lucky to have him here. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.